Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let
you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a brand new day. Today is the third day in the month of December 2024. We are counting down to the end of this year and we are counting down with gratitude. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for a brand new day. Thank you for your sustenance, your preservation, your protection. Lord, we cannot. There's nothing that we can offer you that can quantify what you have given to us. The immeasurable gifts you keep giving to us each and every day. For this, Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to take our devotion. And we get to learn, hear, and share the word of God. We get to dive into the deep mysteries of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we get to explore the deep revelations in the word. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen. The word is like a light unto our path. That's why we keep coming here every single day to get directions for every area of our life. So I want to specially welcome you. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word right now. Invite somebody to this platform and you cannot tell. You might just be saving a soul. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adebuyi, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, the third day of December 2024, we'll be looking at a topic that says, the purpose of your hands. The purpose of your hands. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 23 from our manual. Hymn 23, take my life and let it be. Our Bible in one year is taken from 2 Corinthians from chapter 5 to chapter 9. 2 Corinthians from chapter 5 to chapter 9. Our memory verse is taken from Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11, which says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 12, from verse 9 to 13. Matthew chapter 12, from verse 9 to 13. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 9 it says, now when he had departed from there, he went into their synagogue, and behold, there was a man who had withered hand. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him? Then he said to them, what man is there among you who has one sheep, And if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, do not lay hold of it and lift it out. Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on Sabbath. Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, the Most High God does not do anything without a purpose. So everything he created has a purpose. In the same way, every part of our body was made for a purpose. Our memory verse for today tells us that we were created for his pleasure. God sent you into this world to give him pleasure. In fact, every part of your body was created specifically to give pleasure to God. Today I will start teaching on the reason God made every part of the human body, and I'll begin with the hands. Psalm 47 verse 1 says, O clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. One of the main reasons your hands were created is to clap for God. In the book of Mark chapter 3 from verse 1 to 5, it says that Jesus Christ healed the man with the withered hand, even though the leaders of the synagogue didn't want him to heal on the Sabbath day. God did not create the hands to be withered. The hands are meant to clap for him. This was why, even though the man with the withered hand did not ask Jesus for healing, it was very important to Jesus that the man's hand be made whole. There are people whose hands do not look withered physically. However, when a fellow's hands cannot achieve as much as they used to, they can be considered to be withered. Also, when a fellow cannot spend as much as before, or when he or she cannot get certain things done as before, the fellow's hands can be said to be withered. When a person's hands are withered, he or she cannot be joyful. And when the person is not joyful, he or she will not be able to clap. I decree today that if you have a withered hand, it will be restored in Jesus' name. If God has ensured that your hands do not become withered, then you must not be ungrateful. If you do not clap for him in worship. If a fellow is ungrateful to God for his goodness and blessings, his or her hands are in danger of becoming withered. An ungrateful person is indirectly asking for his or her hand to be withered. Beloved, I implore you to take a minute to think about all the great and mighty things that God has done for you and how great and powerful he is. Henceforth, always focus your thoughts on his goodness and clap for him in thanksgiving and praise with all your strength. Today's Open Heaven comes to an action point that says, think about God's goodness daily and clap for him with all your strength. Think about all God's goodness daily and clap for him with all your strength. Thanks for staying tuned today. As today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station live every single morning. still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's also available on our mobile app. The radio is also available on our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. Search for Praise Palace Radio and download. This will give you access to all our amazing shows lined up for you throughout the day. It promises to be entertaining, exciting, inspirational, and spirit-filled. Thanks for staying tuned till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.